There's also a celebration tomorrow in Mount Juliet for the astronaut that is from Mount Juliet. That was stuck up in space. Yeah.
Who actually went to real space.
Yeah, right. He's an actual astronaut.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
Earlier this week, Gina, you told us you were pregnant.
Yep.
And some big decisions for you and your husband in the works.
You're figuring out everything.
Yes.
From like, okay, what's the nursery going to have for its colors and theme to like how you're going to treat your child.
Right.
And this is a pretty funny prank you were telling us off the air.
Yeah, it just kind of came to my mind. I don't know what made me think of it at all. But we were driving after Home Depot yesterday and I was like, you know, I think we shouldn't lie to her about Santa Claus. Like, we shouldn't tell her Santa Claus is real. And he just kind of, like, sat there and took it in. Like, he didn't say anything. And I was joking. So, you know, I'm waiting for him to be like, no way. Like, you know, just, like, freak out. Because he's a big Christmas person.
I love Christmas holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it is kind of out of left field for me to say this.
Right.
And he's like, well, why? And I was like, I don't know. I just feel like we shouldn't lie to her. You know, we shouldn't raise her like we're lying because a lot of people agree with that.
Yeah.
And so he just didn't really say anything and just kind of took it all in. It was processing it. And
yeah.
My mom called, so we couldn't really finish the conversation. And about 10 minutes later, he goes, so you just don't want to tell her that like Santa Claus is real and the Easter Bunny and everything? And I was like, I'm joking. And he still was just like,
processing still not
it.
Sure.
Yeah, I was like, I'm joking, you know.
You and shook his world.
I did. And then, like 10 minutes more after that, he was like, so you were joking then about Santa Claus? I was like, yes, I was joking. I want to tell her about Santa Claus. Like, we would do the whole thing.
Yeah, it's magical.
Just to be sure, could you write that down
for
me?
Yeah, make sure.
That we are going to celebrate Christmas and we are going to talk about Santa Claus.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, dude, it's a joke. It's okay. Yeah. Like, he was silent for a while. Like, really, like, what is our kid going to turn out to be if she doesn't know Santa Claus is real? Like, all
you
the things.
You trolled him hard.
Oh, my gosh. It was almost as if I was telling him Santa Claus wasn't real.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, wait, what?
Does he know?
Yeah. I think he does. Well, I mean, he felt chipped probably last Christmas because he didn't get any presents from Santa.
I learned this in my 30s.
Yeah. Wait, what? Santa's not real?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right. Researchers in China have come up with a new way to treat sinus infections. They say it works on animals. Instead of using antibiotics, they shoot tiny micro robots into your nose.
No, thank you.
That seek out bacteria and destroy it.
Ugh. Wow.
Maybe with lasers. I don't know.
Nanobots.
Yeah.
It is the future.
Yeah.
Gina's just shaking her head. No, no.
I'm not shooting robots at my nose. No way in hell.
It's our first step toward mind control.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Would you like to snort some robots? So an HVAC expert has said there's a temperature range that you should be setting your AC at to be comfortable in the summer.
Mm.
They say 75 to 78. And I say, get behind me, Satan.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Not today.
Yeah. 78. I could.
No.
I could deal with like 72 to 75. I could deal.
You wouldn't
maybe.
Like it, but you'd complain and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be okay setting it at 75 degrees if I wasn't home.
What's your magic temperature? Everybody in the room, Woody.
68.
Yeah, mine's about 68, 69.
I'm roughing it. 71.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. If I'm feeling really wild.
I usually set it a little cooler at night too.
Same.
I'd rather put on covers than be hot.
Right. I'm the same way. I don't like being hot at night. So Anna Wintour steps down as the Vogue editor in chief. She is the one that Devil in Prada was based on. That movie with Anne Hathaway.
Oh yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Yep. She also is the one who's famous for the Met Gala, where all the celebrities dress up in these weird things every year, kind of like the Hunger Games.
She's kind of like one of the world's most influential fashion people.
Mm. She's changed the magazine. Yeah, she's been the editor-in-chief, I think, for like 40 years.
Wow.
So she's still going to be in control of the magazine, but the day-to-day duties are going to be for somebody else. So
okay.
She'll still have her influence. just won't be as hands-on.
She'll still be shouting at people.
Yeah. With her glasses and her steel face.
We are ready to play Gender Wars.
Brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts at structuregroup.us.
Let's meet our contestants. Or the guys in the audience. We have Jody in Spring Hill. Hey there, Jody.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the ladies, we have Jessica in Mount Juliet. Hello, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, let's warm up with a Get Acquainted question.
Jessica, tell us something somebody doesn't know about you.
I'm a grown adult who's still scared of the dark. I sleep with a nightlight, TV's on, toes under the covers.
Your secret is ours.
Uh-huh.
Your secret is ours. No worries. All right, Jody, tell us something that most people don't know about you.
I used to be really into like 90210, Beverly Hills, and Melrose Place back in the day. Not so much anymore, but yeah, I used to really like those shows.
Start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use in the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go, Jessica. Does Ryobi sell power tools, golf clubs, or video games?
Golf clubs.
No, they sell power tools.
They're green. I have them. Okay, Jody.
No point.
Are Alton Brown and Jamie Oliver clothing designers, TV chefs, or cosmetic experts?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go out on a limb and say screw. I have no idea.
Okay.
Risky
see how this
move.
Works out for you. All right, Jessica, he hopes you don't know this.
Are Alton Brown and Jamie Oliver clothing designers, TV chefs, or cosmetic experts?
TV chefs.
They are TV
they
chefs.
Are.
Okay. That is correct.
Okay.
Well, that backfired.
They got a 1-0 lead out of it.
That's all right.
Jody, you got a shot here. This question.
Okay.
Jessica, in the NFL, the area between the 20-yard line and the end zone is known as the what?
Red zone.
Red zone. Oh, you didn't even like a ready question. Wow, look at you go.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that means Jody, you got to get this one right if you want to stay in the game.
All right, Jody.
All right, good luck me.
Yeah, you got this.
Good luck you.
You got this.
Your attitude.
Where in your house would you use a trivet?
Oh, my God. A trivet?
A trivet.
Yes.
I'm going to say I already use a screw, so I haven't. I don't even know what a trivet is. I'm going to say the garage.
Oh, you're close. Kitchen. It's on the table. It's something you put like a hot pot on.
Yeah,
right?
Under like a hot pot. Yeah, like a. What's the other name for
pot holder?
Pot holder.
Pot holder.
Yes.
There we go. Congratulations, Jessica.
Totally Hits 93.3.
My girlfriend Melissa and I adopted Lucy, our Doberman, a little over a year ago.
Yep.
And a lot of people, you know, Dobermans, they have the reputation of being vicious guard dogs, but they're not. They're just big babies.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, we didn't have her ears propped up like a lot of people do.
Right.
Oh.
You know, so she has floppy ears, and she's just a big goof.
Yep.
But she is well-trained. She works well on a leash, and she does a lot of stuff. Thanks to our friends at The Dog Wizard.
Ooh.
Right. Go to NashvilleDogWizard.com. Mention Woody and Jim. Get 10% off.
Dog training done right.
But the thing is, it's like when it's just me at home or just Melissa at home, Lucy will be very calm.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're both there and talking to each other, sometimes Lucy will get up and act wild, just run around the house and
try to get your attention.
Really?
Yeah. And so Melissa looked it up, and I guess it's a thing that all Dobermans do because they all want to be the center of attention.
Oh.
So if you're talking to each other, you're not talking to the dog. And so the dog says, hey, how about me?
Oh, that's funny.
And she looked it up and she said, all Dobermans do this.
Oh, my gosh.
And I mean, it's like if you ever have a dog like that, that you can't go to the bathroom by yourself or anything, mm-hmm. you know, personal space is just a myth.
Velcro
we don't have
dog.
That. Yeah.
Yep.
So Melissa tried something that actually worked where she was holding, you know, Lucy and talking with looking at Lucy, but talking to me on the other side of the room, like, so how was your day?
Saying things to you while looking at the dog.
And she was, and Lucy was fine. Like, all right, I'm getting all the attention.
Oh,
that's right. She doesn't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So why not? Yeah.
She just hears wah, 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 Lucy. Wah, 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 Lucy. So yeah, try that with your dog if he has that, especially if you have a Dobie. They're really sweet dogs.
But they way to crack the code.
They demand to be the center of attention at all times.
You hacked the dog science.
Yeah, there you go. They're talking about big changes for Bonnaroo this year. It got canceled after the first night because of storms and flooding and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Not the first time.
No. I mean, in the last 5 years or so, it's been canceled at least a couple of times.
I think three times, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're talking about maybe moving it to a different weekend.
Yeah.
Which I is think that would probably be good. A good idea.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, so hot.
Did they say, like, is it going to be, like, summer or maybe, like, cooler in the fall?
I think I saw one that was end of September, early October. And
that,
then I
that would be better.
Think I saw one that was, like, end of August. I can't remember what the – I think it that was the one, but I know
early
for sure.
Fall would actually be pretty good because it wouldn't be so unbelievably hot.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're trying to keep it in summer because they've, like, got college-age kids and stuff.
That's true.
Going.
And more bands are touring during the summer, so they might have a better, you know, lineup.
Yeah.
Right. Even though – got to admit, the lineup at Bonnaroo has not been great for the last couple of years
either.
They've had
some random – like Luke Combs – was the Thursday night.
Yeah, he ended up being the headliner because they canceled it after that.
Yeah. It was like, it was his concert.
Yeah.
I mean, they have tried to like kind of reach out to some other genres, especially I think with country being, you know, so close to, you know, the farm and Nashville being right there. Right.
And I know they've put in some cement in areas like for food trucks to go in and like vendors and all of that kind of stuff. So I wonder if maybe they would just do the whole thing. Concrete and
then it would be really hot.
Yeah,
I know. I know.
Pave the whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get some tips from the president on how he paved over the Rose Garden.
Yeah, we don't need dust and dirt to roll around in. Let's just roll around in a hot sidewalk.
Yeah, now that sounds good. I feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. I like this story. There's a 12-year-old boy in Houston. His first name is Yuri. Has a last name that cannot be pronounced by humans. But anyway, he goes to animal shelters and plays music. I guess he found that music had a very calming effect on his own dog.
Yeah.
And so he thought he'll go to a shelter and play music for the dogs there to calm them down. And I guess he's organized with a bunch of other musicians. And he started a charity called Wild Tunes. And I guess they have 9 locations across the country that they go and they play live music for dogs in the shelter.
So we get volunteers to come and play an instrument or sing for them, and it helps calm them down and boost their overall mental health.
I like that.
That's
amazing.
We should check with the Humane Association here and see if anybody's done that here, because you know, we have a few musicians in town. It's a couple.
just a few. I know.
Well, that's a great idea. That's awesome.
It soothes the savage beast.
Yeah, I love that.
This mood boost brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Jeff Bezos from Amazon has pretty much rented out the entire city of Venice, Italy for his wedding that's going on right now with the time difference.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's going on right now. And as luck would have it, we have a live satellite hookup and we can watch the guests coming in. Let's check in.
It's the Bezos-Sanchez wedding with special guests Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Orlando Bloom, Tony Orlando and Dawn, Leonardo DiCaprio, Leonardo da Vinci, Bill Gates, David Gates, Tom Brady, The Brady Bunch, Oprah Winfrey, Not Stedman, Not Gail, Diane von Furstenberg, Dr. von Frankenstein, Usher, Valet.
Okay, well, obviously.
I'm honestly kind of pissed our company didn't send us out there. Schuster,
I know. I think they assumed we were going to get an invitation.
Yeah.
We could be on this list.
I know. Well, we'll go ahead and fade that out because it's obviously going to go on for a while.
For about an hour and a half.
They had 200 guests I saw.
Yeah, and a lot of them are like the celebrities. Like I saw Leonardo DiCaprio. He was like trying to hide.
Oh, yeah.
He was like had his face covered up like he was embarrassed to be there.
Oh, yeah. The headline I saw said 200 millionaire and billionaire. It didn't even say guests. It said 200 millionaire billionaires.
It said, I guess there's 100 private jets.
Yeah, oh my God.
Landing at like virtually the same time yesterday.
I didn't even think about that.
And they have presidential level security.
Obviously, yeah.
Right. Mm. Well, when you have like hundreds of billions of dollars, you can afford all that.
Well, there you have your answer. That's probably why we weren't invited.
Well, condolences, you two. I mean, congratulations, you
That's
two.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be very happy.
Good luck on your second marriages and when you eventually split, because we all know you will.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to put down, you know, some sort of odds.
How long they last. Yeah,
over, under 6 months.
Going to be a huge movie weekend.
Yeah.
And it kind of begins the super blockbuster time.
Yeah.
Kicks off with F1, the movie, which is a Formula One racing movie starring Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And it is an adrenaline-fueled ride to the stars.
Really?
It is basically the same movie as Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, but just like with cars.
Yeah,
instead of planes.
He's an older pilot. He's an older driver.
Oh, okay.
Who's like, you know, kind of washed up. But he's
Does he still have it? Yeah.
With the young guy.
And,
but it's awesome. It's a masterpiece of thrills. I mean, for a night out, it is worth every penny.
Very
if you
good.
Can, see it in IMAX, because the visuals are breathtaking and the sound and music are unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Man.
So absolutely love this movie. Got to see it early a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And just have been dying for other people to see it.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt is one of those guys. Like, I'm not always a Brad Pitt fan.
So yeah. Yeah. He doesn't get a pass every time.
He does still look good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Ladies, if you don't care about racing, and I think you will once you watch this because it's so thrilling, like, he's pretty to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's not really into the young new kid on the team.
Oh.
You were cocky, you were arrogant, and you had a lot to learn.
I'm not here to hold anyone's hand. I'm here to race.
No, you're not. Sonny, you're here to give me a heart attack.
It's Javier Bardem. He's the team owner.
Oh, he's good. He was in the Dune, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love him. He's great. The other not as big movie, but if you just want some bleeps and giggles, Megan 2.0, the child-sized killer robot from the original Megan is back, and this time the tides have turned. Now Megan must save the world.
Really?
Ooh.
Yes.
Because she was a killer robot in the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's
changed.
Oh, good.
And it's
because she's turned her life around.
They reprogrammed her.
It's a silly comedy. Yes, it really is. And it's done really well. I was smiling the whole time when I saw it last night and laughed out loud a few times.
That's cool.
Wow.
And check it out.
Yeah. I mean, the movie is winking at you. It's got like nods where it's like, for a little bit, it's being Mission Impossible, Austin Powers, and all these different movies. And then it gets laugh out loud silly.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Do you have to have seen the first movie to understand it or
not? Okay. They kind of explain it.
Okay.
Like, if you didn't see it, they put a little like minute in of like, oh yeah, remember last time.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
fine. Okay, that's nice.
It's just go with it. Like everything about it, you're like, hey, that's not realistic. Oh, what am I saying? This is basically Sharknado.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right. Researchers in China have come up with a new way to treat sinus infections. They say it works on animals. Instead of using antibiotics, they shoot tiny micro robots into your nose.
No, thank you.
That seek out bacteria and destroy it.
Ugh. Wow.
Maybe with lasers. I don't know.
Nanobots.
Yeah.
It is the future.
Yeah.
Gina's just shaking her head. No, no.
I'm not shooting robots up my nose. No way in hell.
It's our first step toward mind control.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Would you like to snort some robots?
Mm.
So an HVAC expert has said there's a temperature range that you should be setting your AC at to be comfortable in the summer.
Mm.
They say 75 to 78. And I say, get behind me, Satan.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Not today.
Yeah. 78. I could deal with like 72 to 75. I could deal.
You wouldn't
maybe.
Like it, but you'd complain. And
Yeah. I'd be okay setting it at 75 degrees if I wasn't home.
What's your magic temperature? Everybody in the room, Woody.
68.
Yeah, mine's about 68, 69.
I'm roughing it. 71.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm feeling really wild.
I usually set it a little cooler at night too.
Same.
I'd rather put on covers than be hot.
Right. I'm the same way. I don't like being hot at night. So Anna Wintour steps down as the Vogue editor in chief. She is the one that Devil in Prada was based on. That movie with Anne Hathaway.
Oh yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Yep. She also is the one who's famous for the Met Gala, where all the celebrities dress up in these weird things every year. kind of like the Hunger Games.
She's kind of like one of the world's most influential fashion people.
Mm. She's changed the magazine. Yeah, she's been the editor-in-chief, I think, for like 40 years.
Wow.
So she's still going to be in control of the magazine, but the day-to-day duties are going to be for somebody else. So
okay.
She'll still have her influence, just won't be as hands-on.
She'll still be shouting at people.
Yeah. With her glasses and her steel face.
What are we doing this weekend, you guys?
I am going to record with my podcast buddies for the Untitled Film Project podcast, where mm-hmm. it's a podcast you listen to or watch on YouTube after you go to see the movie. So today we're recording three episodes, one for F1 the movie, Megan, and 28 Years Later.
All nice. Right, very cool.
I have a fully packed weekend. Tonight I'll be in Shelbyville at the Newton Nissan out there. Yeah, we're giving away a car to a lucky high school student.
Ooh.
So I guess however many A's they got on their report card, they get an entry in to get a car.
Oh, that's nice. That's very
that's
cool.
That's really cool.
That They've been
cool.
doing that for years.
Yeah.
It's a really, really great reward for somebody.
So prepare now for next year, kids. Like, make sure, you know, you get some good grades.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I'm working for a food truck at the Pride Festival.
Okay,
all day.
Give the food truck a plug.
It's the Nash Bowls. They're acai food. Yeah. They're really, really good.
Okay.
Especially like on a hot day, like super refreshing. It's
nice.
The only cool food out there that's like good for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
A snow cone or, you know, whatever.
It's the only thing that's not fried.
Right. Yeah. And then Sunday, going to go to church and then probably start painting the nursery. I don't
Ooh,
know. We'll see.
Yay.
We'll see how tired I am. That this is a big weekend I have ahead of me.
That's a
so.
Lot.
Painting is a
yes.
tough job.
It yes.
is. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Got some family stuff tonight, and then my girlfriend Melissa is going to be going to Kentucky for a birthday party tomorrow.
Ooh.
And I was not invited, so I will be unsupervised part of the weekend.
Oh, we got to check in on him.
I'm sorry.
He's loose.
I'll probably go see one of the movies we talked about a few minutes ago. So, yeah.
It's a good weekend to do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. You guys have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday morning with the Woody and Jim Joke Off.